Our next speaker, and I can see her headed this way, is Judge Lori Iserlo. She is the first elected judge of the new 455th District Court here in Travis County. She's a member of the American Board of Trial Advocates, and she's got 30 years of litigation experience in private practice for the state, for the city of Austin, and for Travis County. She is board certified in both labor and employment law and personal injury trial law. And she's a graduate of UT Law. And she graduated as an outstanding woman graduate. And she's going to tell us now about what it's like to be on the bench, seeing some of our cases come before her.
It's good to see you. All right, good morning, everyone. Judge Iserlo here. I have a PowerPoint, which I did myself, and that's, we'll hope it's all okay. we'll see. Make sure I have a handle on this. All right. Here she comes. Thank you. Where am I pointing this? Oh, this one? That's that one. Okay, where do I point this? It's still not working. Wait. I still don't see it working. But anyway, okay. Let me see if I can just do this manually. Still not working. May just be it's taking a minute to load. Can we do it so it's instead of doing it one line at a time, it's just doing the whole?
It's just because you have transitions on.
Okay.
Once you hit again, it'll just go forward.
Okay. What do so I? This is my arrow.
Go either way.
Okay.
Or you can just hit that to go forward.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. Judge Iserlo here. Hopefully, we have the PowerPoint worked out. When I was asked to present this morning, my first question to judge to the other judges were, you know, what do you see on judicial review? What is it that you have concerns about? What would you like to see practitioners do better? What do they do well? So I've incorporated some of the comments of my fellow judges in this presentation. Also, I contacted Mr. Warren Vavra and asked him if we could have some trends on judicial review. So he got with the clerk's office. Unfortunately, this information came in after my PowerPoint. But I wanted to let you know that we are seeing a little bit of an uptick, actually, in judicial cases filed on judicial review in Travis County. Back in 2020, there were 67 cases filed. In 2021, we had 91, so there was a real uptick during COVID. Back down to 79 in 2022. 62 were filed in 2023, and in 2024, we've had 65 filed, which means we're on track for about 80 or 85 by the end of the year. So this will be a higher year for us in terms of judicial review. I don't necessarily know what to make of that, but I thought it was kind of interesting and something that we all needed to be aware of. Okay. Let's hope this goes well. All right. So first of all, I want to give special thanks to Linda Secord, who's a good friend of mine back from my AG office days, and also we used to go to church together, which was very sweet times. She wrote a paper called Good Grief, I'm a Trial Lawyer, What Am I Supposed to Do on an Administrative Appeal? Now, the reason I really like that paper is because, like many of you, probably didn't really start out intending to be an administrative attorney, and it was not the entirety of my practice, but you know how it is. You get involved, and all of a sudden, you're the one who's up. You've got to do this. Linda's paper is a great resource for you. If you've come to this conference thinking, I need to have one thing in my hand that I can take home and study before I go up to the courthouse, get Linda's paper. It's in your materials. You can easily use that. It will save your bacon. So grab that paper. Okay. So those are some things I want you to be aware of. Now, let's go on. So her paper is kind of the framework for this, but then I've broken out my pieces here on what that matters in terms of judicial review at the courthouse. All right. So administrative appeal, as Ms. Secord says, it's a colloquial term for suits for judicial review seeking reversals of decisions made by a state agency. The agency's enabling statute and the Administrative Procedure Act, the APA, govern these cases. the agency's enabling statute in turn addresses the actions and decisions of a specific agency may take.